and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
They don't want to go the whole route. I can't determine where you get on or get off. I'm just going to keep driving the bus. Are you hearing me? I'm not trying to control you. You know, except the Heavenly Father draw us, we're not drawn. We're drawn for the wrong motivation. That means that spells trouble down the road anyway. But oh, when God draws you and God sets you and you recognize your tribe and you carry the frequency. All right, now that's a formula for success. That's building the kingdom. But anybody in places of authority, you know, the world exercises authority over people. You know, and they manipulate the control. They control with fear or whatever methods they try to use to control you. That's not so in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And if you're in a place where people trying to, I was there. I know some of us were there where leadership was controlling through fear. Yeah. You make a mistake, you're going to hell. Yeah. Every Sunday, you're just going to hell. Every Sunday, you're trying to get saved all over. Lord, I was late. I'm sorry. You can feel the fire on your feet, you know. But it was control, manipulation, oppression. Alexander conquered the world through force. Jesus conquered it through love.
Amen.
God always empowers and protects. That's what he empowers you to make choices. Amen? That's why the word says, for lack of knowledge, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to know. We need to study this word and see how God operates so that we can operate like him. What God has required in his word for us, what he requires, he does it through his grace. He gives whatever God requires of you in his word, he gives you the grace for it. God's not putting any hard, difficult, impossible things on you. That's like man and the devil. Whatever God requires of you, whether you accept it or not, maybe you got some issues going on the inside. You got to sort yourself out. Maybe you have some hurts there. Amen. Or some offenses there. Resentment there. Jealousies there. Strife. You name it. A lot of this stuff tries to attach to us as we grow or as we move forward. But you deal with that. Sort yourself out. Amen. Because God is not oppressive. He allows you to make choices. But you got to see through the right lens. You know, hurting people hurt people. Let me say that again. Hurting people will hurt people. I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to pastor. Because there are a lot of people that are hurt. They carry hurts. And you have to have patience.
Amen.
You can be going in on them.
No,
God sent them. They love God. But you recognize they hurt and they hurting you. That's why you go in prayer. That's why you stay in worship. You deal with it. You care. You got to be able to carry some load sometime. Come on now. See, some of y'all looking at me like you're an angel. You was a devil. You know where God brought you from. I know where he brought me from. I was a whole lot I had to deal with. So I already know. I know where I don't forget where I came from. But he anoints us. We are our brother's keeper. Bear ye one another's burden. Stop judging on folk and criticizing folk and separating yourself from them because they come and they got some issues. No, sometimes you just need to be an ear. Stop trying to correct everybody. And you ain't even right. You just straighten everybody out and you ain't straight. No, we need to see this is oftentimes the real test of your walk with God, of your salvation. Are you for real? And see, it's not what you can dish out, it's what you can take. Take a licking and still keep ticking. Offense comes your way, but you let it run off your back like a water off a duck's back. Next day you see him, you say, God bless you, my brother. Good to see you. And mean it too. They just cussed you out yesterday. I'm not talking about your brother, you know, just somebody. What does the word say? See, the word says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You got to grow in that.
Amen.
See, you're born to lead.
Amen.
But you must be made a leader. And the leadership comes from what you go through.
Amen.
Just ask Joseph. Had a dream. Sun and the moon and stars bowed down. The sheaves bowed down to him. They said, what? You think you're going to be over us? Then they went at him. Persecution started. Threw him in the pit. Sold him into Egypt. He went through all that, lied on in Potiphar's house, you know, went through all that. But at the end, what God said and gave him spoke. He became prime minister. And guess what? The very ones that were his enemies had to come and bow down to him. I dare you to stay the course. Those who have presented themselves as your enemies, amen, they'll come bowing down to you. And then don't you throw them in prison. Give them some corn. That's the making of a prince. All the stuff you've been going through, that God is making you for something greater. But you tell somebody, you got to pass some tests here. I want to show you something about the necessity and the importance of worship. And you know, worship, like as I said, across the board, it's not just singing songs, slow songs, or upbeat songs, or tempo and all that. We even worship when we observe the feast of the Lord.
Amen.
The feast of the Lord, our worship. When, let's take a look at ancient Israel. When the soldiers, their armies, would go to battle, when they take the field, they were apt to think themselves excused from devotion to God. You know, sometimes people may feel devotion or worship is not all that. But if God stated to the woman and to the disciples about the model prayer, start with worship.
Amen. Amen.
That means a lot.
Amen.
If he told Adam to dress the garden,
Amen.
The law of first reference, then that means a great deal. And what I want, if need be today, I hope that some, if you're not already, will shift to where you will spend time, even when you enter the prayer closet, that you will spend time worshiping God. It don't matter if you say hallelujah 1,000 times. It doesn't get old. Because he's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. The words that are coming out aren't paramount. It's your spirit. It's what I'm trying to say here, Lord. I'm at a loss for words, but hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, I had an African friend. First time I went to South Africa, preached under his tent. 13,000 people in there, under a tent. I mean, sawdust everywhere, the stench. I mean, it was incredible. First time, I mean, it was almost shocking. But he had a father in the faith who was known for raising dead people. People would bring dead bodies to his tent revival things. I mean, they would come sometimes days walking with dead bodies in the hot sun. And he, God would raise dead people. He said, you know what? He said, I got to find out how he prays. And so he said, you know, my father, I would love to be able to spend time with you in prayer. I just want to learn and grow. He said, sure. So eventually he allowed him to come one day when he was praying in his prayer closet, whatever that was. And now the young man is ready to take some notes on, you know, what he's saying to God and, you know, how he's, you know, postured and that. And for, I think it was 3 hours, all his father did was walk and say, Father, you know me and I know you. That's all he said. Father, you know me and I know you. See, this man had developed such a dimension of worship. That it didn't take a lot of words. Amen. It didn't take a position. It didn't take singing. It didn't take clapping or anything. She said, the moment he started saying it, the presence of God was there. Amen. So you see, as we develop this, it gets very uncomplicated. Amen. You have to complicate a lot of things. Whatever it is that, you know, hallelujah or thank you, Jesus, or praise the Lord, or whatever adulation or worship you give to God is acceptable when it's done in spirit.
Ladies of the Treasure Coast, don't miss an amazing time of fellowship and revelation. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our 2023 Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. Special guests will be Bishop Larry Jackson of Bethel Outreach International Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Friday will start at 7 p.m. with a powerful night of worship, culminating in a word from the Lord by Bishop Jackson. Saturday will begin at 10 a.m. with worship and will be a full day of instruction, impartation, fellowship, and food as lunch will be served. Bring your moms, daughters, sisters, and friends to our women's conference. You all should experience this together. You'll be glad you did. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. To register for more information, call 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.